سوال دومم این بودش که توی متنی که خوندیم شما گفتین که مادر خدای اول بچه است و سوالم این بودش که چطور ما میتونیم این نقش مادر یا همون خدای اول رو خوب بازی کنیم، مثلا تو کاراکتر و شخصیت من که خیلی زود عصبانی میشم و کم میارم، این نقش خداوند رو بازی کردن خیلی به نظرم سخت و قد لایقش نیستم. میخواستم که این سوالو بکنم.
Go ahead, Radha. Go ahead and translate and see what everybody can answer her.
Siobe says, my second question after reading this topic was this. In this writing, Sat says that the mother is the first god of the child. My question is, how can I play this role of mother being first god well? It seems impossible. My personality, which gets mad easily and is lacking in certain areas, how can I do this? It seems very hard. It seems like I'm not worthy of such a role.
Several people share their understanding about this. چندی نفر درک و تجربه خودشون رو در این مورد بیان میکنن.
I really, really enjoyed everybody's sharing. It's so sweet and so real. When I said that mother is the first God, really, is not the mother's behavior. It really is for the child. I was talking about the child. Because the child fell on a mother's lap and has no idea about the world except the mother. Yes, there is a love for the father the first 3 years, but nothing can replace the mother, whether it's a good mother or not. To the child, this is it. This is his or her whole life. And so it's more emphasized on how the child is seeing the mother than what the mother should do. Now, by this knowledge that we all have from Baba and on and on, we get to know our child better, meaning that we are no longer look at ourselves as a mother and child. We have an understanding that this child, at least for the first 5 years, mostly the first 3 years, doesn't know of the world, doesn't know if the mother is good or bad, and it doesn't even care. It is all it knows. So once we realize that this is what is meant by the sentence, that God, is in the form of the mother first. Here, God means the totality of the child's understanding. So because God is all and the mother is all for the child at that time. Now, what's the difference to know this knowledge this way is that the mother does not have to play a role of the God. This understanding that how important her role is makes her dig in herself and try to raise her own consciousness, because she knows now that is not the body of the child that is dependent on food of her giving, but is the totality of her child is in need of her nourishment. So this is the point that to different degrees, we all coming to understand by having meetings like this, by having satsang, by having Sai Baba activities, and all of that. So answering Sudhabe, you don't have to be anybody else. You don't have to be God or in your personality. It's enough for you to know this is how your child reviews you. And everything after that understanding will fall in its own place. But if we don't see that side and we say, I have to be like God for my child, good luck. Because it is not from a deep understanding. It is in the surface wanting to adjust to a better character and this and that.
صد گفتن که من از این صحبت‌های همتون لذت بردم برای که حقیقی و شیرینه. مادر وقتی که من میگم یا بابا میگه خدای اوله، منظور رفتار مادر نیست، برای اینکه بچه توی آغوش مادره و در اون اوایل هیچ درکی از دنیا جز مادرش نداره. درسته برای پدر هم در اون سالهای اول عشق هست، ولی هیچ چیزی جایگزین مادر نمیشه. مادر همه دنیای بچه است. تاکید بر روی این قسمته که ببینید که بچه مادر رو چطوری میبینه، نه اینکه مادر چطوری باید رفتار کنه. با تعلیم بابا این رابطه مادر و بچه رو بهتر میفهمیم، بچه رو میشناسیم، که در واقع این رابطه مادر و بچه رو بهتر درک کنیم. حداقل 5 سال اول، خصوصا 3 سال اولش، بچه از دنیا درکی نداره. حتی خوب بد مادر رو نمیفهمه. براش مهم نیست. تنها چیزی که میشناسه و درک میکنه این مادره. وقتی که بفهمی که اینجا بچه مادر رو به عنوان تمامیت همه چیز میبینه، برای مادر اون بچه تمامیته، نه فقط مادر، اون فرق اصلی قضیه است برای درک شما. یعنی مادر لازم نیستش که بیاد نقش خدا رو بازی کنه. درک این که چقدر نقشش مهمه خودش باعث میشه که مادر بره تو وجود خودش تعمق کنه، بدونه که این بچه اونو به صورت کل همه چیز میبینه. و شماها با داشتن این جلساتتون، با ستسنگاتون، با انجام کارهای بابا در اون جهت حرکت میکنید. لازم نیستش که بخوای خدا باشی، اصلا همچین چیزی به عنوان کرکتر شدنی نیست. ولی همین که بدونی که بچه تو رو چجوری میبینه و برای اون بچه تو چی هستی، خود به خود همه چیز رو سر اون جای خودش قرار میده. اگه که بگیم که من خدام و میخوام نقش خدا رو بازی کنم، از درک عمیقی نمیاد. اون از سطح میاد، از سعی برای تغییر کرکتره، که موضوع تغییر کرکتر اینجا نیست یا بهتر کردن کرکتر.
So another thing I would like to add to that is that this is only for the first few years of a child. And as the child development, the mental and physical and emotional develops, then the reliance on the mother has to get less. It's normal. And in a very lucky lifestyle, in a lifestyle that we're granted a perfect life, the child grows up and the first few years has been nourished by the physical God of the mother in every part of his being. And then again, in the perfect life, either the child come across the guru or through the mother. And the mother's job, as far as nourishing the way it was before, is done. We have to understand that. It's done. Now the guru takes over. And the teaching of the guru. And dedication to those teaching. And the family takes the original family of the childhood takes the back seat. And then the guru, if it's a genuine guru, like Baba, works on the inner development of the child until the child is grown up that way, and then goes in the hand of the self. The guru is no longer in the front seat, the physical guru. And at that time, the child had the nourishment needed in the childhood, the spiritual nourishment that needed it through adulthood, And then it finishes the life by having complete independence and dependency on itself, and yet lives and gives love to the guru and their parents and all of that. So this is the best scenario. And I think those of us that have found guru, it makes us a very rare souls. Go ahead, Fanos.
صد میگن که و من میخوام این رو اضافه کنم که فقط برای اون سالهای اوله که مادر این نقش رو به این شکل داره، وقتی که ذهن و بدن و احساسات بچه رشد و توسعه پیدا میکنه، تکیه بر روی مادر باید کم بشه و این طبیعیه. و اگر زندگی خیلی خوش شانس باشیم و به بهترین نه اتفاق بیفته، به این صورته که بچه که بزرگتر میشه این نقش به گورو داده میشه. در سالهای اول وجود فیزیکی بچه و پدر مادر رشد میکنه، خصوصا مادر رشد میکنه، بعد به گورو برخورد میکنه و وظیفه مادر دیگه انجام شده است. باید اینو بفهمین که حالا نقش رو گورو داره و سرسپردگی به گورو و عشق به گورو، و دیگه مادر تو صندلی راننده نشسته، در صندلی عقب نشسته. و گورو اگه که حقیقی باشه روی رشد درونی بچه کار میکنه، و بعد از اون گروه فیزیکی هم دیگه در صندلی جلو نیست. بچه اون تغذیه خودشو در کودکی و بزرگسالی گرفته و زندگی اون باید به سمت استقلال کامل بره، گرچه که هنوز عشق به والدین و عشق به گروه درش وجود داره، ولی نهایتاً باید به استقلال برسه. و این بهترین سناریویه که میتونه اتفاق بیفته که برای ماها که از اون روحای بسیار خوششانس هستیم که در این زندگی این شرایط برامون پیش اومده، برای ما این اتفاق میفته.